ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 21 Japanese that hits the mark every time。 I thinkThis is a really good kind of translation of the first phrase we're going to look at, no?
Ah, I see. Yes.
Kind of playing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who are new to this course is a 25-part series, and inside this course, we introduce
四字熟語
Japanese idiomatic phrases. And it's very important because there are four kanji character compounds.
Yes.
Four kanji lined up. From it, you can draw an idiomatic phrase. So understanding these can help you understand the Japanese way of thinking.
Yes, it's more into culture and not only language.
It's a really nice mix. And the best part about it is that this is, no matter what level you are, this is perfect.
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look at the first phrase.
百発百中.
To hit the mark every time. Every prediction comes true. Break it down.
百発百中. 百発百中.
Let's take a look at the characters one by one. First character.
100
100
パツ
counter for gunshots
100
100
中
center. Let's take a look at the two character kanji compounds. First two character kanji compound is
100発
100 gunshots.
Not only gunshots, but maybe like shooting arrows.
It's interesting you mention that. I'm thinking arrows too.
Yes, because this word I think goes back to daysBefore the invention of guns.
Sasuga Natsuko-san. I couldn't agree more. And I was going to try to point that out in a minute, but it's very interesting.
Yes. Usually, in these days, we use for gunshots, but you can use this letter hatsu or patsu in more other occasions.
So maybe in a couple hundred years, it'll be 100 laser shots or something like that.
Like Star Wars?
Okay. Second two kanji character compound.
100中.
To make 100 gunshots hit the mark. Or maybe we should just say shots. To make 100 shots hit the mark.
Mm.
Now, put them all together, we have
百発百中.
Literally, it means every time someone shoots an arrow or a gun, he or she hits the mark or can hit the mark. And it's also come to mean, Natsuko?
Every prediction that someone makes comes true.
Mm.
Wow, Superman.
Now, this phrase originated during a historical event in China where an expert archer shot a bow at a leaf.
At a leaf?
How many times, Natsuko-san?
100 times.
And how many times did they hit the mark?
100 times.
すごくない?
すごいね。
Let's talk a little bit about the usage. Now, this is usually used when you succeed in predicting something. Natsuko-san, such as calling...
a horse race?
Your specialty? Or knowing kind of what questions are going to be on an exam? What can you say?
百発百中だ.
So I called it. How would you say I called the horse race?
私の競馬の予想は百発百中だ.
So I always hit the mark when it comes to picking the ponies.
うわ、行ってみたいですね.
Let's take a look at the sample sentences and then we'll kind of discuss how often this is used. What do we have first?
ヒロシのシュートは百発百中だ.
Every time Hiroshi shoots, he scores a goal. He can score a goal.
この占いは百発百中だ。
This fortune teller is always right. Next.
彼のテスト問題の予想は百発百中だ。
He always predicts the answers to every question on an exam.
So it means 100% right.
It's really interesting.
Yes, 100 out of 100.
Now, Natsuo-san, how often do you use this phrase? Is it not that much? Once in a while? If you said it, would it be out of context?
I think it's used when you're really...impressed or, you know, really surprised. It's really exaggerating the achievement.
I guess you can use it kind of like a joking way as boasting.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm always right.
Like that.
Like, 僕の予想は百発百中.
That maybe sounds like 半信半疑.
なるほど.
The previous lesson.
うまい. Okay, very nice, Natsuko. Okay, let's take a look at the second phrase.
無理難題
Impossible demand. Unjust proposal.
無理難題無理難題
Let's take a look at the individual characters. First one.
無
Nothing.
Ri.
Reason.
Nan.
Difficult.
Dai.
Topic. The first two kanji character compound is?
Muri.
Without reason. The second two character kanji compound is?
Nandai.
Difficult problems. So, put it all together?
Muri nandai.
Impossible and unreasonable demand. Now, it's used to indicate problems that you know are impossible to solve from the beginning, or conditions that are unreasonable and you can never accept.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about the usage. Natsuko-san, how do we use this?
無理難題を言う.
To make an impossible demand. To make an unjust proposal.
As in, 誰々は誰々に無理難題を言う.
So, someone made an impossible demand to someone else.
We also use 吹っかける.
And that's also a set phrase that means to make an unreasonable demand on someone.
So like, 無理難題を吹っかける.
Okay, first sample sentence we have.
このクライアントはいつも無理難題を言う.
Sounds very familiar. This client always makes unreasonable demands on us. Next we have.
最近の親は先生に無理難題を吹っかけてくる.
Recently, parents have been making unreasonable demands of teachers. And finally.
僕はホームランを打てと言われたが、それは無理難題だ.
I was told to hit a home run, but that's an impossible request for me. Natsuko-san, how about this phrase? Do we use it quite a bit, or?
Yes, I think so. But usually in a daily conversation, we use the word 無理 very frequently.
All the time.
All the time, right. Like saying impossible or I can't do that. And this 無理難題 is like far more 無理 than the usual 無理.
Believe it or not, that made sense. And you know what's funny for me hearing it? It kind of sounds like I'm so used to hearing 無理難題を.
I see. 無理難題.
Yeah, 無理難題.
Right. But the word is different. It sounds like that.
Similar.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the 無理 Natsuko-san was talking about and the 無理難題. 勉強になりました. Again, check out the PDF. Now, for advanced listeners, what's really, really interesting for you, what may be a really great study technique for you is try to think about the kanji when you hear us break it down and you hear the characters. That's like the ultimate test. Try to guess the kanji.
Mm.
Then check it out in the PDF.
Yeah, that might be interesting. It's like a game.
Yeah. And for beginners, this is a very nice stepping stone to kanji. Sometimes even before learning to read them, just understanding the meaning is very, very important too. Because when I learned kanji, I had to learn it twice. First, I learned the reading just so I didn't look foolish in class. So I could get through a sentence and then I'd have to go back because I didn't really understand the meaning.
Right, yeah.
So this is a great chance for you to get familiar with the meanings
mm-hmm.
through the PDF and the kanji close-up. All right, that's going to do it for today.
それじゃあまた。